CliffCentral.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have in front of us not only Darren Thomas from Virgin Atlantic, but also the fourth best dressed man in South Africa. Fourth best dressed
man. I'm still convinced that should be a sign you carry around.
Fourth best dressed around my neck.
You should do it.
I should wear the trophy around my neck.
Have your own little. Exactly. Flavor Flav.
Yes, exactly. Flavor Flav.
Chain
big
going
clock.
On. Absolutely.
You guys
done.
Just.
I'll get it done.
You and Kelman and Roxy and Kyle Deutsch just did a little whirlwind trip to New York.
A little long weekend in New York City.
That's so
best
awesome.
Way to spend a weekend.
Wow,
yeah,
man.
It was
and
incredible.
I saw you guys up in the helicopter flying over the city, which must be just the most spectacular thing you could do, because New York is, it's amazing from the ground, but from the air, it must just look like a movie.
It was on another level. It was really bucket list stuff. So fly Nyon, mm-hmm. You know, they're the guys that do the flips over Manhattan. You can choose where you want to go. We had it for half an hour and we're just like, take us to the best spots. And to see it covered in snow, Central Park, it was on another level. It was incredible. It really was.
I asked Ari this on Monday when we spoke to him, but I was there on Wednesday last week, very briefly went to just caught the train into town and back so that I could catch my flight back to South Africa. But we had enough time to kind of walk around a little bit, and there was still ice and slush and snow everywhere. Was it mostly gone by the time you got there?
No. So just outside our hotel, there were still piles of snow along the streets.
Get
and
your
then
feet wet.
Got our feet wet Saturday,
right, so
Saturday
bad.
As we came out of the
freezing.
Subway. For a little bit of a brunch in Chelsea, started snowing. So like Ari said, perfect for Instagram.
Yeah.
So we all stood there for about 20 minutes just taking photos for Instagram. So those should go up soon.
All right. Now, one of the best things about doing anything with Virgin Atlantic is you guys have a totally different way of doing things on board the plane. People, it's almost like a party. You don't just sit in your seat and just behave yourself and go all the way there and come all the way back and nobody talks to anyone except the people next to them. It's very social.
Very social. So we're an experience.
Yeah.
That's it at the end of the day. So we are not just getting you from point A to point B.
Mm-hmm.
We are the experience that gets you from point A to point B. You know, so you're
starting. That's the thing you look forward to the most.
That's it. It is. You know, and Arié and Roxy and Kyle were all sitting at the bar having a couple of drinks.
And Kyle messed his drink all over himself.
Kyle messed his drink
what
on himself.
Disgrace.
So, you know, it's what we do. It was a bit of fun.
What else did you get up to in New York?
We experience New York, you know, as millennials do. We don't go and look at the big tourist sites and, you know, do all those sort of things. We get immersed in
what,
the city.
You mean you didn't go to the Statue of Liberty?
We saw it from the sky. What more do you need to
That's
see?
That's great, yeah.
You know, we don't need to take the ferry across and
no, what do you
freeze?
Want to stand at the bottom
Why
of that statue?
Why do you understand? Exactly. So, you know, we really immerse ourselves in the city as locals do. So we did the brunches and we did the drinks at the Standard. We went to the Ganzevoort. We just
what
wondered,
is that?
The Ganzevoort's a hotel in the Meatpacking District. It's a really trendy hotel. Up on the rooftop, they've got an amazing bar. Also, incredible views of the city.
I haven't been there.
So, had a bit of a party
sounds
there.
Great.
You know, we did.
You meet some of the locals? What did they do?
Oh.
Any interesting people you bump into?
There were so many people. You know what? New York is just.
Nobody
this,
famous?
No one famous.
Oh.
Except Roxy Berger and Kyle.
Yeah, well.
You know, that's it. That's
Come
it. Those
on.
Are the two famous people there.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough. So what's the next plan for you guys? Because it sounds like you've got an agenda of really exciting stuff happening and you're making everybody else jealous. Come on. What's the next plan?
Arié and myself have to talk about that and see what's coming up next. But in terms of Virgin Atlantic, you know, we're starting a route to Seattle.
That's
so
cool.
There's a big inaugural happening next week. That's really exciting.
Nice.
But yeah, lots of things happening at Virgin. So let's
good,
we just
man.
Need to see what happens with Virgin and Cliff Central.
Always good to check in with you. And I wish you luck. And let's please, the next time I see you, at least second best dressed man in South Africa. I mean, you are, you have all the ingredients here. Who the hell are these idiots who got ahead of you on the list? How dare they?
Next time, don't worry.
Right, exactly.
Cool.
He says it with a very serious tone.
No, he means it.
Voice.
I know,
like,
he wants to win.
This is business. This is serious.
Cutting
business.
All these people out, absolutely.
You know?
he's not here to mess around. Are you kidding me? CliffCentral.com.